Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's time to get to this new bit we're trying to do.
Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Yeah, we've been reading your tweets, Kid Nation, and in passing we saw like, hey, Justin Bieber's song could be a pretty good bit. And we thought about it, and yeah. Because it's never too late to say sorry, and we've held on to these stories probably for a long time, and you want to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Al, do you have any? Because I know you've done
this
stuff.
This could be my segment, to be honest with you. But, to my dog, Curtis, I'm sorry that I haven't been consistent in brushing your hair, and I was forced to take you to the groomer and get it all cut off.
Oh, yeah, he looks cool, though.
I'm sorry, Curtis.
Ooh, shaved down?
Yeah.
He looks good.
In the middle of wintertime.
You got the buzz cut.
Oh, he likes it.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also text the show. We got a lot of good ones. We're about to get to the phones, but real quick, this one's from Laura. I always take one of my son's chicken nuggets before I hand it over. I'm sorry.
Kids do get old enough and figure it out.
That's the best part about having kids. They don't know when you steal their food.
Stealing a couple of fries.
Yeah. Isn't that your payment for making it? Yeah.
My son always walks up and goes, hey, what happened to my nuggets?
Your tip.
I don't know what happened to your nuggets. This one's from Sheila. Would like to say sorry to my ex-boss for this prank. I put super glue in his shoes thinking his socks would stick to it when he went to go pull them out. But instead, his feet got stuck in the shoe.
Oh, no.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Is it too late to find a job?
Did you confess?
She did now. She did now.
I'm sorry to Sheila that JC mispronounced your name. Sheila.
Maybe I was saving her job. Perhaps.
I'm sorry to my girlfriend. I didn't pick you up from the airport this past Sunday because I had a...
Again?
I had a meeting at 5. I didn't know exactly what time it was going to be over. Even though you didn't get until 8.
You forgot to pick up your girlfriend?
No, I didn't. No. I told
her. Last time you had a shave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, babe.
Wow.
Yeah.
And real quick.
I'm going to remove myself from this.
No, you keep coming if you got them. Lindsay says, I'm sorry I didn't junk punch my ex for cheating on me 2 months before our wedding.
Oh, boy.
You didn't junk punch?
Yeah, give him
she's sorry.
Junk punch.
She's sorry
junk.
She didn't.
Wow.
I'm junk punching.
Well, what do you think? Junk. What's junk?
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Because he cheated on her before the wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, you deserve that.
I've never heard that expression.
I hadn't either, but...
Junk punch. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't condone it, but I like the expression.
Got anything you're sorry for, Jenna?
I don't have anyone in my life right now that I'm sorry to.
Where'd you go,
seriously, Al? You guys don't understand. I'm going crazy. I've had like no human interaction, and I have no animals. I'm working on that. So, I don't know. I'm sorry to myself for being so lame.
Jenna's sorry she's perfect, Al.
I'm not perfect. I'm saying I haven't offended anyone in the last few days.
Let's go to the phones real quick. We'll kick it off here with Brittany. Brittany, it's never late to say sorry. What's going on in your life?
Okay, so this was about a year ago, maybe more. I just graduated from college, and I borrowed my mom's car to go for a job interview. And on the way out of town, I was going to go visit my boyfriend, and it was, like, raining really hard. And I was going about 90 because I was so excited I got the job, and it was my first big girl teaching job.
Yeah.
So I'm speeding in the rain going to see my boyfriend, and I hydroplane, and I end up in a ditch in my mom's SUV. But there was no damage to the car, and I didn't know what to do, so I just called a tow truck and used my graduation money to pay to get it towed out.
Wow.
And later, I realized there was no damage. Like, I detailed it and everything while out of town. And I was like, what do I do? Do I tell my mom there's no damage? She'll just get mad at me.
Yeah. So you hit it.
So I never told her, and she never found out. She found, like, mud under a vehicle that I couldn't get. But I just said, oh, yeah, I went mud riding, Mom, because we live in Mississippi where that's a thing.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. And so I still, to this day, have not told her that I put her vehicle in a ditch.
Well, she knows now, Brittany.
She knows now.
She knows now.
Brittany's mom.
This is like confession.
Yeah, that was.
This is more like.
Well, that's why she's asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, Brittany, say hello to your mom.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Right? Thank you for your call, Brittany.
Oh,
remember when I tried to go mudding in the back in the house that got torn down behind my house? Don't do that, people.
Don't do that.
You get stuck in the mud. Nicole, what did you do?
Hi. This is to my sister, Amber. Whenever we were younger, we had to clean up our room, and she would always tease me. And she would usually get something and spin it around and tell me to get it.
Yeah.
So she had, like, the little turner for the blinds. And she was like, get it, get it. And she'd spin it around. So I tried to get it, but I couldn't. So I got so mad. And I got a rock because we went to the Mayfest in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
I got a rock. And it was like a craft thing, so I got it, and I threw it at her eye.
Oh.
It was the longest time she had a lazy eye, so in all her school pictures, one of her eyes was real small. I got in trouble.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I bet you did,
Nicole. I never got to say I'm sorry.
Well, you did now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like calling it a lazy eye. I seriously think it's an overachieving eye.
No,
I think we should get rid of the lazy, because the eye's moving more than the other eye.
One was like a little bit smaller, so she looks like she's winking at the camera. It doesn't look that bad, though.
Oh, it doesn't look that bad, though.
But she recovered. Her eyes are fine.
She's fine now, Nicole?
Yeah, she's fine now.
Okay, good.
That could have been
Thank you for your call.
Hey. At least she can laugh about it.
Hey.
I threw a rock at her eyeball.
She got a lazy eye?
Nicole. I was sorry. Oh, God.
Shelly. Who would you like to say sorry to?
My dad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I introduced my mom to her husband while she was still married to my dad.
Oh.
How'd that happen?
I worked with the guy, and my mom worked there too, so it was strictly a professional introduction, and it ended up being something else, and so my parents split up, and my mom married the guy that I introduced.
Oh, oh man,
that's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You didn't know.
Is everyone happy now?
Well, kind of. I guess yeah. They're both remarried, but okay, I mean, they don't talk unless they absolutely have to.
Oh man,
and things get so
you didn't
ugly.
Know, Shelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's from the text. Okay. I'm sorry, I killed my son's goldfish and then lied to him and said his goldfish swam to Australia to look for his father.
Nemo.
Nemo, yeah.
I guess your son hasn't watched that movie yet.
Oh, boy. starting to depress me.
Let's get our first dude here. Matt. Matt, what did you do?
To my former college roommate, I'm sorry for grabbing your girlfriend, now fiance's butt on spring break.
I had that work out for you,
hey, things
buddy.
Happen.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm pretty sure he took it as a compliment after the fact, so.
After the fact. Did he hit you or anything?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
No, he took it as a compliment because I told him after he proposed to her, so it was too late then.
Wow. All right,
oh, man. Thanks for your call.
That's
all
right. I mean, you want your fiance's friends to think. Yeah, you want to be hot.
I don't want you grabbing my girl's butt, though. That's what Mal would do. This one's from the text. I dropped my husband's toothbrush in the toilet and put it back like nothing ever happened.
Oh, no.
But, guys, I did wash it off.
Oh.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
No, you can't.
And what
not.
He doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yeah, that's passive aggressive.
Well, she accidentally dropped it.
I don't care if it's accident. You say, dude, don't use that. I dropped it. I'll go get you another one.
The toothbrushes are so expensive.
No, they are not. It's $2.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Let's go to Aaron here. What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. Just got off work.
You want to apologize to your brother?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa? Okay.
Yeah. We're all out having fun one day. My friend's like, hey, you got some beer? I'm like, no. My grandpa's got a mini fridge in the garage. It's always crammed packed with beer. We drank it all and blamed it on my little brother.
So you want to apologize to both of them, basically.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's why having a little brother is the best. Right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was like, Grandpa, I didn't drink the beer. Sure you did.
Poor guy. To this day, your grandpa still thought it was your little brother?
Yeah.
Did he get grounded?
No, he just told us not to do it again.
Oh, what a cool grandpa. I feel like I would have gotten the chancla.
Oh, boy.
We'll take one more here.
All right.
From David. David.
Hey, what's up?
You want to apologize to one of your friends, huh?
Yeah, one of my buddies, of course, we played pranks on each other all through high school, all through college. On the day of his wedding, he decided he would wear a Speedo to kind of impress his wife. before the wedding, before we all got dressed up and everything, me and another groomsman, we kind of put Icy Hot in a Speedo.
You kind of put?
Yeah. And we got to watch him dance around while saying his vows. That was about 4 years ago.
Aww.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Yeah. I think it is.
So uncomfortable.
That's hilarious.
I think it is.
Oh, David.
It's a great joke.
The comedic value was epic. I mean,
appreciated it.
He was dancing around in front of his family, her family, God, and everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, David. Oh,
guys,
man.
Are the worst.
Guys are the worst.
The worst.
We don't know when to stop.
Whatever. It's funny. Weddings are so stuffy.
It's funny.
Break it up a little bit.
Yo, David, I bet you your buddy was dancing like crazy at the wedding, though, huh?
Oh, he was.
See? Helped him out with the dancing.
Oh, my
gosh. Your friend should be saying thank you for making me look good on the dance floor.
Well, hey, that's our new Justin Bieber. Is it too late now to say sorry, bit? We'll see if we do it again. But if you maybe want to hear Justin sing that song in person. And each day next week, you are going to have a chance to win a trip for two to Seattle to see Justin kick off his Purpose World Tour. Starts on Wednesday, March 9th. And this is how you play.
How do you play?
We are going to play a clip from a Justin Bieber song backwards.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to listen for that. And we're going to tell you next week when to listen. And then you're going to call in and win.
Hey, just tell us what song it is. And that's how easy it is to win. Boom. And you'll be on your way to check out Justin Bieber. We're trying to get tickets too. So maybe we'll see you.
Keep those coming on the text, by the way. 800-543-3548.
Like, I'm sorry. Sorry to my 1-year-old daughter because I told her I would never play with her again because she knocked over my blocks. I feel every parent has done that.
We get frustrated.
Yeah. All right. It's a big moment for our boy Ryan from Kid TV. He flew out to Hollywood. He got to interview Chloe Grace Moretz and her co-stars from The Fifth Wave.
All right.
We'll hear how that went down coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We love Wednesdays.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's downhill to the weekend.
Yeah, man.
And we do love letters to Kelly. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Don't forget, it is Wednesday. I know it's a holiday week, so we're all a little behind.
We all feel
like it's Tuesday, but it's not.
We got it. We got it.
Ryan from Kid TV is in studio right now.
Hey, everyone. A quick shout-out to everyone on Kid TV. Kimberly, Jeg, Sawyer, Skyman.
What's up, Skyman?
You're offending somebody by leaving them off.
Yeah, I know.
He always does.
I just blanked.
Always a danger.
Ryan just does things. You know, he's just like, whatever. We got a new Kid TV thing going on, right?
Yeah, it's new equipment. We got a new machine, so Kid TV's HD now. It's great.
You can see our pimples.
Going to do so much more with graphics and can do like picture-in-picture stuff. So we're still learning about it. Just got a new machine last week.
But it's running now because people have been commenting that it wasn't running, but it is.
Yeah, we've been working on the streams, and one stream works, and then another stream works, and both of them work. It's good. It's working.
Who's running Kid TV right now that you're in here?
Nick.
Oh, Nick is?
Yeah, back in his old chair.
Nick is the OG Kid TV runner.
Is that the original gangster?
Yeah. Original gangster.
Nick, the original gangster.
The OG.
Yes.
He started, and then Ryan came in. Nick. So, Ryan, you got to go to L.A.
Yeah, it was great. Raining in L.A. It was 50 degrees and raining.
What?
80% of the time. And places were closed. Like, I hung out with a friend, and he was like, yeah, we're going to go to this place.
Are you sure
closed
you went to the right state or the right city?
Yeah, that's why. Remember, they said all the global warming, LA is going to have like mudslides.
Yeah.
Mudslides. The beginning of the year.
They had like tornado warnings in LA
the weather's
a week
bad.
Or two ago.
Crazy.
Weird. So you're out there for what movie, Junket, are you doing?
The Fifth Wave. So it's kind of the sci-fi movie. It's another book trilogy. So I think it's going to follow in the same lines kind of as Maze Runner and Divergent. Chloe Grace Moretz stars in it.
Yeah.
It's kind
My
of this
daughter wants to see it.
Yeah,
really?
There is some cussing. It gets pretty brutal for these kids.
Yes.
And another alien invasion. You just wake up one day and there's an alien ship in the sky. And then the first wave, they knock out electricity. Second wave, they create these giant earthquakes. So waves come in and crash and destroy every coastal city.
Wow.
Oh, that's scary.
The third wave is a plague. And then it's kind of what's the fifth wave, you know, or what is it going to be? Is it here right now? And so that's kind of
Oh, we don't know what the fifth wave is.
We don't know what the fifth wave is.
Oh.
You got to watch it then. You liked
it. Yeah, it was great.
I'm intrigued.
I liked it more than Maze Runner.
Maze Runner was good too.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the Red Rising movie.
Oh, we know.
I know. So you got to interview Chloe Grace Moretz. She's young, right?
Just turned 18.
Just turned 18.
Wow, younger than I thought.
She's been doing this since 5. So she's a professional. Yeah. She handles this really well.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of hard opening her up, but she just felt more like, oh, you know, this is my job. It's been my job.
They're so adult when they start young.
Yeah.
So crazy.
As an actor, yeah.
Is this your first one-on-one where it's just you by yourself?
Yeah. So they paired me up with two people. So the two interviews with two different people.
Okay.
Chloe Grace Moretz in the first one with Alex Rowe, who is one of her co-stars.
Okay. Let's see how Ryan does with Chloe and Alex.
All right. Hey, Kid Nation, this is Ryan. I'm sitting here with the stars of The Fifth Wave, Chloe Grace Moretz and Alex Rowe. And first thing I wanted to ask, we are in L.A., which is practically the worst spot, the worst city to be in for the second wave, at least. You know,
you
couldn't get, like, Wichita, Kansas or something.
Something just, easy.
In school, when we learn about, like, fault lines and stuff, I was like, why would anyone live near a fault line? And here I am.
There you are.
Here I am.
This could be a death trap here. We don't know. And one thing with the show and the fault lines, there are real fears within the fifth wave, and each different wave is a kind of new fear that is more real.
Recognized and realized.
Yeah.
That's what I liked when I read the script too. It's kind of like these real fears that we all have, you know, and they kind of use the earth against us and the things that we're all, like, even dealing with right now. I'm not even just scared of, you know?
And how did acting and kind of fighting an alien race that we really can't see, it's more of a kind of consciousness, you know, how I thought y'all did a really good job at showing the paranoia and the stress that can arise from just trying to survive. So were there any, like, kind of techniques that y'all use, or maybe there was a fake alien there just so you could be afraid of something, you know, just kind of to help show the paranoia?
This might be a too long-winded story, but I went and did like a survival thing, and I'm trying to tell this quickly. I did a survival thing, and I was put in the woods for a night, and someone was told me that at some point during the night, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to, like, not really shoot you, but with a fake gun. And I had a gun, and I had to shoot them before they shot me. So I kind of felt a bit of that paranoia.
Disarming trick, left hand, grab gun, and then swipe back?
No, I was fast asleep, and a fox, like, stood on a twig, and that twig woke me up, and then I heard another rustling in the back, and the guy was kind of slowly approaching me with a gun, so then I shot him before he shot me, so
it's
I won.
Exactly like your kind of owl scene in the fifth wave.
It is like the owl scene, exactly.
So having this cast is really young. I mean, you're 18 and 20, and it's... How was that on set, you know, kind of, was Liev Schreiber kind of just going like, why is everyone Snapchatting and Instagramming key emojis, or, you know, were y'all like riding around on hoverboards? What was kind of the atmosphere with the young cast?
We were all on hoverboards.
No. It wasn't really that young centric. I mean, we all like hung out and stuff. Like, we had a good time. We would all hang out on the weekends and stuff. But like, no, we weren't like super like technically savvy. Like, it's a selfie. Like,
I'm rarely on my phone.
He's horrible.
So I'd like to think that I influenced these guys a little bit to get off their phones. Maybe.
Whoa.
No. Nice, dude.
That was all right. That's okay.
If you're watching Kid TV, you could see her. She was just like kind of snobbish a little bit, wasn't she?
Yeah, it was like, oh, hey, do you ride hoverboards?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Too sophisticated for
hoverboards. Yeah, her eyes, the way she would just kind of like look at you like, seriously.
There's so much fun you can have on hoverboards.
She may have just been looking at your hair. Your hair was
on. I know, I was looking pretty spanking that morning.
She was jealous of your hair is what's going on.
Spank-worthy.
Chloe wasn't really talking much that morning.
No, I was wondering, like, oh, crap, did she say anything? Like,
she did about
in from time to time.
2 minutes and 20 seconds in, she did.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. You did your best.
But yeah, and that was my first interview, too, and it was in the morning.
That was good.
And,
yeah.
That was my first interview. Dude, I stumbled all over myself my first interview. What was that? Raquel Welch. I mean, I forgot her name in the middle of the interview.
Yeah,
you seemed pretty calm.
Yeah, you had it on point.
I mean, it wasn't a week ago that we had Trey go out to the 13 hours red carpet.
Yeah.
you know, and he was pretty nervous. Yeah. So you have you interviewed a couple other people from the movie.
Yes, Nick Robinson and Micah Monroe. Nick Robinson is kind of breaking out. You might remember him. He was the older brother in Jurassic World.
Oh, okay.
So
no.
No?
You don't remember? Did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They were stuck in the ball together, he and his little brother.
Oh,
and the dinosaur
okay.
So it was that guy. And then another unknown.
That guy in the ball.
And they were more...
lively?
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
That's what you need.
Hey, Kid Nation, this is Ryan, and I'm sitting here with Micah Monroe.
Ryan, you started strong.
It's about to get so much worse.
I spoke too soon.
Oh, man, we're giving you props over here.
Just a tip, you don't have to do that with your limited time.
Okay.
Because you can set it up here on when we do this. You don't have to do it in front of
them. Start it over. Okay. Come on.
Hey, Kid Nation, this is Ryan, and I'm sitting here with Micah Monroe and...
My name, Nick Robinson.
Nick Robinson. Oh, my gosh. This is a great start to an interview. So, squads in 2015 were such a big deal. You guys found a squad in this movie.
Yes, we did. Yeah, squad.
Has that gone on outside of the show? Are you all still together? You see Oompa on the street, and you're like, Oompa, what's up,
man?
What's
good?
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't get around to news, but we were very close to all going skydiving.
Micah, now, were you, as a professional kite boarder, were you a little disappointed that The Fifth Wave wasn't a surfing movie?
A lot of people asked me. They're like, so finally you're doing a surf movie. I'm like, it's close, but not quite. It's not quite the same thing. no, I wasn't disappointed. I mean, it's a pretty sick movie, so it was very fun to be a part of.
Now... Could y'all, you're a kiteboarder. I don't know if that skill set could help
really
you survive too much, but...
It could. Because think about...
Sail off into the sunset.
Exactly. Just going to sail off into the sunset and leave everyone else behind. It would be kind of sad.
Yeah.
Be sad about that.
Nick, do you have any real life, maybe...
Talents?
God.
Skills?
No. Just, I can...
You could kayak.
I could kayak, yeah. I'll be kayaking. I'll ditch my kayak to the back of your surfboard. You'll pull both of us out to the open ocean.
There we go. We've got a good plan, I think.
And you've been running from dinosaurs. You ran from aliens.
Cardio,
now. What's
good?
What's 2016? What are we gonna run from?
What's next?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm open to anything. Give me your suggestions and.
Maybe we'll do a rom-com. You're just running from pretty girls, 100 of them. It's just a wave of beautiful women, and you're just going to be...
That.
Maybe we'll do an hour and a half of you...
Just running. All right, yeah, pitch it. I'll be right there.
I'll write it. Well, thank you all very much. Great talking to you.
It could be so tough. You know what? You did a good job.
Kind of a rough start, but you pulled it together.
You recovered.
You pulled it together.
Even the best of the best mess up sometimes, Ryan.
I went back to the room that day, and I ordered the most expensive salad of my life. Yeah. I don't even think I got to the salad. It was just lobster and crab.
Oh, you forgot Nick's name. Al, didn't you do that sometimes?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
Talking just with Ellen... I'm sorry. Talking with... Well, I just heard that you had two dogs, and they were by the name of Muffin and Bootsy.
No, I don't have two dogs. But anyway, so I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Now I'm just talking about my dogs.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
it was bad.
It
happens. Hey, you recovered, though.
Yeah.
I could have just looked at the card with his name on it.
Strong recovery.
Very nerve-wracking. There's a lot of people in the room and lights and cameras and waving at you, and you got to stay composed.
Nobody understands until you've done it.
Yeah.
Everybody can make fun.
The toughest part of the job.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 people in that room behind you.
So nerve-wracking.
And you're just sitting there talking, looking at these people like, you're way better than me.
Yeah.
And
you're an actor.
No, you just have to go in like you're
not
just a regular person.
You
can't psych yourself out.
They're beautiful people, too.
Yeah, you're beautiful Hollywood people, and I'm me.
Where do they create these things? Beautiful people. Remember Trey last week?
What's going on, Kid Nation? I'm Trey, and I'm hanging out with... Dang it, I messed it up again.
Dang it.
See, it's tough. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
Somebody's
got
to do it.
We got some interviewing skills around here at the Kid Credit Morning.
You know what I'm saying? We all do.
Yeah, buddy.
It's time to get to Love Letters to Kelly, everybody.
Let's do it.
tell you, ready?
Yeah,
I know you felt like it was Tuesday, so I don't know if you were.
I know, I'm off a little. I hope my advice isn't off.
Mm. All right, well, we'll see how it goes when we do Love Letters to Kelly coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to kick off Love Letters to Kelly, but I heard a rumor, Kelly. You're going to be excited about this because I know how much you love Oreos.
Oreos.
What? The cinnamon bun Oreos. I heard her out.
Yeah.
Cinnamon bun Oreo?
Yes, flavor.
Huh.
See, I like to lick the middles really out and throw the cookie part away. You can't get those black cookie dots out of your teeth.
No.
And seriously.
Ain't those black dots.
You can't get the cookie part out. I love licking the centers.
You're a licker.
I'm a licker. I'll go through the whole bag just licking the centers and throw the cookie part away. It's a waste.
You save calories that way. You're a calorie saver.
That's what it
is. That's what you're doing.
Not calories.
So that rumor is true then.
Yeah, they have. They try all sorts of new flavors. The ones I didn't like, the watermelon flavors.
I didn't like that one either.
And the birthday cake were okay.
Red velvet was good.
Y'all really liked that. The red velvet were good. The fudge was just chocolate.
Yeah, it's too much chocolate.
Yeah.
Give me the plain old original. Give me the plain old
original. The original's good. The original is good.
Yeah,
but the double stuff I found was a little bit too.
That's too much.
Too much.
And I don't like the green ones that they do at Christmas time.
All the mint ones?
Yeah.
Those are good sometimes if you dip them in
I'm
milk.
Just plain old Oreo.
You like the OG.
Yeah.
Speaking of the original love advice giver, we have her right here.
Mm.
Our resident love expert. Her name's Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a segment called
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I love my husband. I love my kids. I love my house and my job. The problem is I'm bored. We used to live on the road, changing homes every few years. We traveled to exciting places, participated in fun activities. Then job changes moved us back to where we started. Kids came. The funds didn't flow as freely as they used to. Now I find myself daydreaming of the freer times, even times before I was married.
Ooh.
I'm way too level-headed to indulge in these immature midlife crisis fantasies, but how do I break the boredom and domesticated monotony?
You just got to start doing stuff.
Help me get my groove back, Kelly.
Because this is when you get in trouble, when you get bored.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think you'll do it, but people who swore they'd never be that person end up being that person
mm-hmm.
who does something they ought not do. And you know what I'm talking about.
You
need to find activities you can do as a family, as a domestic, go bike riding, whatever. Just do stuff. Stay busy. Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
There you go.
Missy.
There you go.
Don't put yourself in those situations.
Busy. Just don't let your if you're bored, then shake it up.
Do something.
We all go through doldrums from time to time.
Sure, yeah.
But if it lasts a while and you're starting to daydream about what it was like before you were married, it's time to shake things up. Join a Zumba class. I hear it's fabulous.
Oh, it is.
But Kelly won't do it.
I'm not doing it.
Kelly won't do it.
But I'm not that bored yet.
All right.
Yeah, midlife crisis. I think it is real for women and for men.
Yeah.
I think, for men, this more, I don't know, with men, we all make fun because,
car.
Yeah, and they unbutton their shirts and slick their hair back if they have hair.
Get a tattoo.
Or dye the hair. Yeah, men, for women, I think it's more of a sadness and a boredom thing.
Uh-huh. You got to keep
look
evolving,
in the mirror.
And then you don't get bored. You got to keep growing.
You can evolve, but then you still look in the mirror and you see that old lady looking back at you. It's just kind of tough to swallow.
Hmm.
Not,
I'm sorry,
not that
girl.
I can relate to that.
I'm sorry, girl. Want a hug? Want
to
hug it
Some
out?
Of us might be going through a funk right. Some of us might be.
Some of us.
Some
I thought
us.
You were like on Bumblefire.
Yeah.
She is. She can't keep them straight. That's the problem. Yeah. She's overworked.
Yeah.
I'm over bumbled.
You're saying the wrong names?
No, I haven't done that
people.
Yet.
Not yet.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I discovered my partner of over 6 years recently cheated on me.
Oh, that stinks.
I know my partner is truly sorry. And no longer has contact with this other person.
Partner,
I have,
they're being very careful not to disclose sexes.
I have forgiven my partner, and I just want to move forward. I'm not holding any resentment or blaming, blaming them, as I recognize my own faults as well. Any advice on how to mend our relationship positively? Miss, not mistress.
Oh, so it's a...
It's a girl with a dude.
How to mend the relationship positively?
Hmm.
You just... I mean, if you've made in any cheating situation, this is always what I say. If you're going to be mad, give yourself a time limit to be mad. You can't punish someone for the rest of your lives together. It makes both of you miserable and you're going to end up divorced.
Right.
If you make the decision to stay, you just have to, you can't keep bringing it up in the fights. You have to move forward almost as if it never happened.
You almost have to, like they say, don't forget, you forget.
You have to pretend you forget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
because it's just no way to live. And I have seen marriages that have survived cheating, and I've seen marriages that have not, because one of the partners can't let it go and can't get past it.
Yeah,
and that's okay. That's normal. If you can't, you can't.
But if you make the decision to stay, you've got to date that person. You've got to remember what you loved about that person.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to focus on what you love and what is wonderful, and don't dwell on that negative incident.
And punish.
Right.
Every time you fight.
Yeah, you can't bring it up. That's the only chance you have of
Is it punishment?
Surviving. It's not letting them get away with it.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm saying, if you made the choice to stay,
yeah,
that's what you got
to
do.
Is it punishment if you make, because you have to make them earn the trust back, right? But there's a way to do that.
Yeah, but Kelly said really good advice in the past. She's like, you pick an amount of time. If you want 6 months apart, if you want however much time, you know, you make them work for it. And then at that point, maybe you trust them again. I remember Kelly saying that years ago. And it's true.
Yeah, it's the time.
Pick an amount of time to grieve with anything. That's something I do. It's like, I'm going to cry every day for two months. And then I'm not going to cry again about a heartbreak or something.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it's different for everybody.
Time. Yeah.
Some people it takes a week. Some people it takes 6 months. But you got to put a time limit on it, because what are you doing? I mean, who are you punishing? After a while, you can be mad at that person who cheated on you forever, but eventually it's not hurting them anymore. It's just hurting you.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't be miserable.
Mm-mm.
Exactly.
Choose to focus on the positive and don't bring up the cheating in ever.
Again.
Ever.
And if you do, it's over.
Love letters.
That's it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's a juicy one, Jenna. Uh-oh. Juicy Jenna here.
Come on.
Thank you. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Really hard, Jenna. I do.
Oh, you're so good. Over the last year, I have made my fitness, grooming, and style a top priority.
Yes.
After putting on muscle and getting a fresh haircut, I've climbed out of the depths of being a mediocre 7 to become a rock solid 9.
Good for you.
Now I'm getting double takes and stares on the reg, but I can no longer get a date.
On the reg.
What?
I used to go on so many dates as a 7, but now I'm lonelier than ever. I won't lie, my standards have increased by a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've been feeling myself a little too much lately, but I feel like I deserve to date someone who has the same values in fitness and style as me. I may be getting more Tinder matches, but now no one responds to my messages. I even went old-fashioned and asked people out in person, but I keep getting rejected. Oh. Is my hotness too intimidating? Actually, this is intimidating. Your smartness is not, I'm sorry. Has my ego gotten too big or my standards too high? Have I become an awful person? Is it wrong that I feel like I deserve something better now after all my hard work? Please help. Dan.
It's hard out there for the rock solid 9s, apparently.
So Dan went from a 7 to a 9. He's so hot. He's scaring all the ladies here.
Yeah. Dude, you got to stay at the 7. Yeah. That's like the prime time right there.
9s are great, but you're putting out a bad vibe. It's your whole attitude, your demeanor, your approach.
Ego, yeah.
You walk up feeling like the hot 9 you think and know you are, and that's off-putting. We like a bit of self-deprecation, but we also like a confident man.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's just there's a fine line between being so full of yourself and being confident and self-assured.
You got to lift weights for your personality, Dan.
Yeah. You're giving off a jerk vibe.
Most girls, maybe not. I shouldn't say most girls. I don't know, Kelly. Like, I truly, and I'm not just saying this to be funny, I want a 6 to 7 with a fabulous personality.
Absolutely.
With a 10 personality.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how hot you are, if you're a dud when it's just the two of us.
So maybe his opening line should be something like, hey, I used to be a 7.
That's the worst thing he could do.
It's the complete vibe you're giving off. It's you. It's your personality. It stinks. That's what you have to accept.
And it's true. And I have seen girls that would go on a date with a guy, and you look at this guy, and it's a guy you could tell, that dude is a good-looking dude. Like, that guy's a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, you ask the girl, like, how's it going with this dude? And they're like, no, ew, that guy's yuck. Yeah. Yuck. It's the personality that turns you guys on.
You should have been working on that.
Yeah.
You work too much on the body and let other stuff slide.
So what's Dan supposed to do?
Well, I mean, he needs to, just take a step back and, humble himself a little bit. You know, work out for fitness, but not to walk in the room strutting like a
Dan,
cock on the walk.
Dan, get yourself to a 10, and then we can go out.
Yeah, right? And Jenna's interested.
You're not good enough at a 9, Dan.
Yeah.
If you don't have the personality, you better be a 10.
I wonder how many dudes think they're rock solid 9s, and then ladies.
I should just read Tinder profiles to you someday.
Oh my gosh, right.
Some of them are just
Kelly,
too...
I screenshot. You gotta screenshot.
I'm gonna have to start doing that.
If you know you're a 10, fellas,
We'll call, be honest, too. Call, the girls will be honest.
Call us up. 800-543-5555.
No, text
it. What?
Send us a text pic. Send us a selfie. Yeah. We'll bring the girls in here, all the rest of the girls, and we'll tell you if you're a solid 9 or 10.
Text, yeah.
We'll be completely
text,
honest with you guys.
Yeah,
text.
Yeah,
we'll do that. I'm going to be generous.
And also,
I'm feeling generous. I'm generous.
Jenna's feeling generous.
I'm generous.
So you got that from Jenna. Yep. Kelly's going to keep it real, though. Kelly's going to tell you.
Jenna won't.
She's Jenna, feeling generous today.
Jenna will.
Like, normally she does, but today she's generous.
Yeah.
Jenna will.
We also have an early morning delivery from Big Al Mac, apparently.
What?
Yeah, we'll find out what. Oh, four Big Al Mac. Four Big Al Mac. Early morning delivery for you, Big Al Mac.
For
you.
Ooh, what is it?
We'll find out what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fashion's hard. We'll get to your pictures, and we'll have the girls rate you, fellas.
Yeah, send your pick in.
We said we will let you know, honestly.
Yeah.
What you are on the 10 scale.
I'm looking for a 7 with a stellar personality.
Yeah, Jenna likes a 7 with a stellar personality. Kelly?
I want them hot.
Yeah.
Just
young and hot.
And keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Just sit there and
look right,
pretty.
Right. Yeah.
Kelly doesn't even want to know if you have a personality.
Enjoy the ride.
I don't care. Yeah, literally.
You're an accessory at that point. She's got her clutch and you.
She wants hot and empty.
Uh-huh. Hot and empty. Uh-huh. But
it's a phase I'm going through.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been there.
Man, Kid Nation is bringing it.
They're
today.
Responding.
Lots of good looking dudes listen to our show.
I feel a little hesitant though, because like I'm a solid 5 right now. I just looked at myself in the bathroom mirror. I'm dirty. I have no makeup on. A little bit of eyeliner residue. I look terrible.
Yeah, feel
got a little crust.
So it's kind of eye. Like it feels a little insensitive to judge others.
Right.
When I'm like a.
As long as you're honest with what you feel right now.
I'm 5.5.
I'm feeling 7-ish right now. 7. Al, how you feeling?
I'm a 10. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, I'm not a 10. I'd say 9.
I'm sitting over here with my 10
yeah.
self.
You're a 9. I'm about 9 today.
Posted up. Ready
Elena. Hey, Elena.
Elena's going to help us judge. What are you feeling this morning? How you feeling?
I'm always a 10.
Yeah.
Are you?
Even when I'm not, I just have to tell myself.
Yeah, 10 on the inside.
That's yeah, my personality is a straight 10.
There you go. Boom.
But don't look closely at my eyebrows.
No, your eyebrows are on fleek.
You're good. Ooh. Your lashes.
They're so far apart.
We'll get to that in a second, but real quick, we got to. What do you? You don't say that to a
girl.
They're just
they're so far apart.
3 inches. You don't say that about.
You don't say that about eyebrows or boobs ever.
Yes. All right. So how are we handling here? What are we doing?
We have a special delivery.
Yeah.
For Big Al Mac, I'm being told.
I don't know what this is.
I don't either.
I'm a little surprised.
Are you excited though?
Perplexed. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Who brought this delivery, Elena?
We had somebody show up. They called themselves Fat Whitey, and they had this.
Oh,
they had this here for you. I don't know if you want to check
Fat
it out.
Fat Whitey's in your contest,
Fat
right?
Whitey, Fat Whitey's in the weight loss challenge.
Okay,
is he indeed fat and white?
I knew that guy. You just scrolled past. Okay, you need to check this out, Big Al.
Okay, what did Fat Whitey send me? Yeah, there's four guys.
Before we get to the hot guys,
yeah,
here's a gift from Fat Whitey, yeah, Al's friend.
The bag says, "Let's celebrate," and it's nice, heavy,
nice
heavy bag.
There. Okay.
I don't know what we're celebrating.
I love presents. I'm so excited.
Okay, look here.
What did Fat Whitey get?
They're in
Temptation Nation.
Oh. Food. They're in a weight loss challenge.
What did he send you?
He sent me some kind of breakfast tortillas or burritos or something.
Oh, he knows.
What
are
they? Hot.
What are they?
And they're hot. I guess it's bacon, egg, and cheese burrito.
Are they breakfast tacos?
Kelly. Kelly, yeah. Look.
What is it?
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Egg, and cheese burrito.
I want one.
Soft taco.
Al, let us take it off your hand.
Oh, he brought us two bags of them in sauce.
You got to eat those, Al. It would be rude not to.
You know why Big Fat Whitey, what's his name?
Fat Whitey.
Fat Whitey.
Fat Whitey.
Yeah,
Fat
whatever
Whitey.
His name is. Did that.
He's trying to sabotage you.
No, that's because he cheated.
No.
He did. He told me.
And that's why he's got to make sure you cheat because he cheated. If he was doing clean, he wouldn't be trying to tempt you.
You're so right, Kelly, because I talked to him the other day when I went to visit you, and his wife bought tamales for me. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he ate some. And so he's feeling extremely guilty, and I think that he needs you to catch up to what he's
trying to level the playing field again.
Don't do it.
Let me tell you what his strategy is, what Fat Whitey's strategy is.
To make you fail.
He says he read somewhere that when a man goes on a diet, he loses the most weight in the first week.
Yes.
So he's going to wait till the last week and make that his first week.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to lose. He's going to lose that strategy.
That's actually sort of genius.
That looks good. Lord have mercy.
So the winner gets how much money, Al?
It smells good, too.
$800.
$800 to the person who loses the most body fat percentage, yes. Not weight.
Right. But yeah, and we let's see, it's over on February 13th because on the 14th, that's when I have these male hunks that are going to dance at my bar. And the person that loses has to dance with them.
And you also said you would pose
Happy
naked.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're posing naked if you come in last place.
If I come in last. I ain't coming in last.
Oh, it looks good. Shoot.
Yeah, you eat those, you might come in last.
Oh, it looks good, Kelly.
Smells good.
Oh, it smells delicious.
How about we eat them in front of Al?
Yeah.
Because we're not in the competition.
I'm hungry. I'll eat one.
Here.
Al, you better eat that or it's...
Oh, thanks, Fat Whitey.
Yeah.
It's not nice to not appreciate your gift.
What's your nickname, Al?
Yeah, what's yours?
Skinny Black.
No, it's
Skinny Black.
I don't know. I don't have a nickname.
You don't have a nickname?
I don't really have a nickname. Big Al.
Big. Yeah. Big's his nickname.
Big Al's his name. It's on his birth certificate.
It is.
Yeah, and it builds him up to be a lot bigger. And I haven't met a single person that has not said to me, Big Al's not that big. So I think take that as a compliment. But you are built up to be huge.
They expect it.
Jeez.
Thank you, Jenna.
No, they expect it to be Fat Al.
How is that an insult? That's what people say. Like, it's he's not big.
Listen, a lot of people think that I'm like 5'8", about 5'8" wide as well, and with a cigar in my mouth and a fedora.
Like your SpongeBob?
Yeah. Half of that is true.
Yeah, the fedora is correct.
Yeah, and the cigar sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Now.
Normally, it's not nice to judge, but when you want us to judge you...
We're going
to
judge.
We'll do it for you.
Yeah.
We got your back, Kid Nation.
Yeah. You think you're a 10? We want you to text us your picture. Fellas, this is for fellas. 800-543-3548.
And you don't have to think you're a 10. You just want to know what you are. The ladies are here to be completely honest with you.
We did ask for 10s.
I don't know how entertaining this is going to be, because nobody can see what we're seeing.
We're going to describe what they look like. And I'm sure we...
These are very... Nice looking. I love the Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles is a straight 10.
Harry Styles texted us a picture of himself.
But you know what it is about Harry?
What?
It's the combination of looks and personality that make him
100%. Because you know I was never into him.
Right,
until he close talked me. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, Jenna fell in love right there. Yeah.
I will go ahead and say on spec, I don't like selfies with men in tank tops.
Why not? Because you can see the armpit hair?
I just don't. I don't enjoy a tank top.
Okay. That guy wasn't bad.
But the tank top takes you down.
I don't like tank top boy,
but he was handsome.
Okay, here we go. We'll kick it off with.
I'm not going out with not bad.
Yeah.
We're kicking it off with Drew.
You're right.
Drew, if you're listening, you sent us a picture. You're in the tank top. He's wearing he's got stars on it.
Stars and stripes, yeah.
He's doing the smirk smile, not the full on.
Soft
Drew,
smile.
Drew, you would gain 2 points if you weren't in a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he already thinks he's a 9, or he aspires to be a 9.
He says, yeah, he'd like to be a 9. So ladies, go. Elena, what do you give Drew a?
Like a 7.
7?
Oh, that's dang. Eight. Sorry,
Drew. I love you, Drew.
Jenna?
Put on a shirt.
Well, I did say I'm feeling generous, so I'll give you an 8.
Okay, Drew.
If you had on a t-shirt.
He's handsome.
I just want him to have a shirt on.
And Kelly?
It's the tank top. I have to give you a 0.
What's wrong with tank top?
Tank top. It's just flat out 0. You flatlined for me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Burn the tank top.
Sun's out, guns out.
Hashtag that. Burn the tanks.
Rains out, gains out.
But you put on a nice suit and you back up to 9 status like you want to be.
Okay. Okay, we'll go here with...
I know him.
You know
that
this guy,
Ryan.
Right here?
Yes.
His name's Ryan.
It is.
He thinks he's a 6 or 7, maybe. He's got a cool beard.
He's a ginger.
Yeah. He's a ginger. He's got the nice hair going on. And
yeah.
He's got the lumberjack jacket.
Ooh, lumberjack and beard.
I feel weird rating him because I sort of know him. He's married to one of my friends.
Oh,
is that like a lumber sexual?
But yeah, no, I think he's a handsome dude. I think he's handsome.
So you give him on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give him an 8.
Okay. That's nice.
And a half.
Okay, 8.5.
Because she knows you.
Because you know you. Jenna?
I refuse to rank married men. Al, will you give me one of those burritos, seriously? I want to eat it.
Man. Jenna does not rate married men.
I don't even want to glance at a married man. That's not what I'm after.
Okay, Kelly, what do you give up?
He's a ginger 10.
All right.
Aww.
Here's another guy who's sort of gingery. Maybe auburn hair.
I feel like we're having a sleepover right now.
This guy has a...
This is kind of fun.
This one's a shirtless selfie. I think the girls would like this guy. He's got a tattoo. It looks like a puzzle pieces of countries he has visited, like Germany.
Yeah. That's a big puzzle piece.
It's a big puzzle piece tattoo. I have to knock a point off for the mirror selfie.
Okay.
I don't...
Well, he's got to send us a picture somehow.
I know, but you could send me a picture that someone else has taken of you or a... just regular selfie. I don't know why I don't like mirror selfies.
We did ask for selfies.
But he's got a rockin' bod.
Okay.
Man, those abs, I could do laundry on those abs.
Yeah.
But the puzzle pieces are very big on his chest.
I think they look
cool. I mean, like, exceptionally huge. So I'm going to have to give him a 10.
But it could have been 11.
Could have been higher.
He's too fit. He's too fit. I feel fat, so I'm going to give him a 7.
Wow. Those abs are immaculate.
Yeah. This is Amon. He's a solid 10, according to him.
Where?
According to him?
According to him. He's an RN.
Okay. And he's sitting in his car. I can't look when it's jumping like that.
And I'm trying to get it back to me.
Stop sending the nudes.
He's sitting in his car.
Yeah, there are too many nudes.
He's got the pensive look going.
There we go.
What do you guys think? He's got a beard. I guess beards are back in. A lot of dudes are carrying them.
I'm not mad about it.
Really digging beards lately. And I wasn't a beard person, but like you said, they grow.
Dark hair, dark eyes, a little bit of facial hair. That's my dream.
He's hot. That nurse is a 9.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse is a 9, wow. Except I don't condone the selfie while driving.
Maybe he's parked at a light.
Maybe safety first, please. Safety before selfies.
His eyes are on the road. How about Joshua? He's dressed as Superman.
That is Superman. What are you talking about?
He said his name's Joshua.
Superman. That's Clark his Kent. Alias.
He has big muscles.
Who does that?
That's me.
Picture of Elena.
Elena, you sent your own picture.
I did not. While we're there, 10.
You give yourself a 10?
Sure.
It's a lot of risque.
Nobody else will.
A lot of risque shot. What?
Oh.
Who?
Oh! How about this gentleman right here?
Oh, my goodness.
He looks familiar.
Ex-boyfriend.
Is that Jenna's ex-boyfriend?
Did he text that himself?
That is Jenna's ex-boyfriend.
Well,
he sent the picture.
Number. Is that
oh, my God.
Number?
It made me choke.
That is, by the way, the second time I've had food spit at me today.
He's a 10. I mean, he's hot. What am I going to say?
Jenna says 10. Elena?
I cannot rate him.
You can rate him.
I think he's hot. I would give him a 9.
Okay.
Okay. Jenna's sort of kind of ex-boyfriend. Is it 9 and 10?
Stop this. We're looking at pictures on the radio. This is not entertaining.
What do you think of Jenna's ex-boyfriend,
Kelly? He's great. He's hot. We're looking at pictures on the radio. This isn't... I don't like it.
Who said that?
It's a mystery.
Kelly's down with rating guys.
Well, I mean, we're looking at pictures on the radio. We're the only ones being entertained by this.
And the guys are getting the...
She's out of nowhere.
When Kelly's done, she's done.
I mean, just, you know.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
You guys hear what North Korea claims they have created?
What?
They claim that they have created hangover-free liquor.
Hangover-free liquor.
Yeah.
All right. North Korea. Is that the good Korea?
That's Kim Jong-un Korea.
Okay, that's bad Korea. Okay.
I don't want to call them bad Korea, but they're not the nice Korea.
Okay.
The Taedong Gang Foodstuff Factory had invented a hangover-free liquor after years of research. It's made with ginseng.
Whatever.
And they say they don't use sugar in it, but...
That's it. It's the sugar.
That's what gives you the hangover.
You can drink, like I drink. I learned you just have to drink vodka.
Right.
Mix it with water, mix it with soda, no sugar. It's the fruit juice.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's what gets you. They claim that this has an alcoholic content between 30 to 40%. The beer, on the other hand, has from 3 to 10%, which is higher than normal alcohol.
Yeah.
You get drunk faster.
I let someone spray some spray into my mouth once because they said, like, this prevents hangovers.
Did it work?
I don't know. I mean, I usually, when I'm drinking, I drink so much that I'm going to have a hangover regardless. You know, like, oh, yeah, let me do this before I go to bed. Yeah. And I'm not going to have a hangover.
If you're going to party, you party right, is what you're saying,
Jenna. I don't really drink ever at all, like not every day of the week. I don't drink much. I haven't actually had a drink in 2016. But when I drink...
I said I wasn't going to, and I did.
I remember not too long ago, I could drink, like, all day. Like, I mean, from noon until...
You built up to that.
Yeah, you own a bar,
changes. Yeah, I would watch shift changes, sitting there. Just drinking, but we're
back
eating
in the day
drinking.
Before you owned a bar where you just sit on the patio all day.
That sounds so sad.
That used to be what the cool people did. They just sit on the patio all day. Post up. They day drink all day and
all
go into night.
Day
long. That's what the cool people did.
I'm telling you,
and
man.
I'd show up about 6 or 7 and realize there was no place left for me on the patio.
And you feel left out because they're already on a good one.
Yeah, they're already there.
And you can't catch
bonded.
Up.
You can't join halfway through.
The most dangerous thing is to try to catch up to people that have been going all day.
Drunk people hate sober people. Sober people hate drunk people.
and a fun fact about North Korea,
A fun fact
about their alcohol, because I thought this was pretty funny. The country reportedly brews two types of liquor.
Okay.
Number one, made exclusively for Kim Jong-un. Number two, everybody else.
Yeah, because there's a real danger with him of people trying to kill him and poison him. So even people that work for him. So I don't. I think he has like a food tester.
Yeah.
He can say whatever he wants. Stuff. We don't know. Like,
yeah, we don't know.
He votes himself as the sexiest man alive in the country. He's on their NBA team. They don't have, you know, they don't have a team. Like, he does everything he wants to do.
So we'll see if North Korea shares this no hangover alcohol with us.
Well, that's where I said, no hangover because he kills you after you drink it.
And back to the Oscars, because, man, everybody's mad.
Everybody's
mad. Jimmy Kimmel brought on a fake representative from the Oscars last night to talk about how they're going to immediately fix that diversity problem that they're having this year.
All right.
For instance, The Big Short is being changed to The Big Shouty.
I think you mean Shorty. Shorty, right?
Shorty.
Is that Little Bow Wow? Oh, that is Little Bow Wow.
That is Little Bow Wow. Yes, it is.
How are you going to add Little Bow Wow to the movie itself?
Through CGI, Jimmy.
Okay.
We can do pretty much anything.
I see. Interesting. Well, all right. Well, that's the ones that's...
Yes, and, the film Room,
yes,
starring Brie Larson and Jacob Tremblay,
yes,
becomes Crib.
There you go.
Starring Queen Latifah and Kevin Hart.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? But Room is not a comedy.
Room is not a comedy, yes, you're correct. But Crib is, okay, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart is so good as this five-year-old kid.
I bet.
I think he could win this.
Now, what is that it? What else are you working on, other things?
Well,
is that the extent of it?
We have The Revenant.
Uh-huh. What
is
that
being
be?
Altered to be... That is going to become The Revenant Al Sharpton. You know, Jimmy, his hair's like that because he got attacked by a bear.
Oh,
that's funny.
And the latest celebrity to boycott the Oscars, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, really?
He's not very happy with the lack of diversity at this year's Oscars because he made a video talking about how he won't be watching it this year. Oh, Snoop.
Somebody asked me, was I going to watch the motherfucking Oscars? No. I'm going to watch that bullshit. Oh. It ain't got no nominated. All these great movies and all this great y'all keep stealing from us.
Well, probably a lot of cussing there.
We can't smoke in the venue either.
He doesn't beef with anybody yet, by the way.
Let's just be honest about the Oscars anyway. They're boring.
They really are boring.
Even without black representation, they are boring.
The only reason I'm watching...
Chris Rock's monologue will be great.
That's it.
And then
you'll
have
there,
to wait. You have to wait 30, 40 minutes for him to come back on and give a one-liner.
Yeah.
And it's boring. You're watching people who win costume design. It's all very important. Lighting and sound.
Yeah.
It's all very important.
Here's tips for watching.
It's boring.
Don't they knock out the best supporting actress and actor relatively soon?
Yes.
Like pretty early.
And then you have about 2 hours to wait before you get to Leo and Brie Larson, who's probably going to win, and then film at like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch
I'm still going to watch all of it.
The first 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then take a break until the last 5 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And watch a little red carpet if you're extremely bored on that, what is it, Sunday afternoon or whatever it is.
And that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do right there. By the way, Snoop Dogg is supposed to be on Khloe Kardashian's show thing.
Cocktails
with Khloe.
On the FYI network.
I found
it.
You have.
Where is that?
It's on my cable. I don't know.
It's
I can't tell
cable?
You what channel it is, but
FYI.
I found it.
Is it by like HGTV?
It's one of like up there with
is up there?
Yeah.
I've never found it, but good
I just
news
happened
is
to find it.
We have all day to look for it. So if you want to watch Snoop Dogg and Khloe, go look for it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.